Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
So,
time to kill things! Time to break out and kill things.
Alrighty. Welcome to the Lady Knights of Adventure episode. Because it's
Ladies Night and we're feeling right. Oh, what a night.
Alrighty, so.
Oh, what a night.
And that is setting the tone for the evening. Alrighty, so. You guys, all individually as adventurers, were hired by a mysterious employer to steal a bard from this magical castle.
A bard. We're stealing a bard.
You're stealing a harp for a bard. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry. I was jumping a few sentences ahead in my head. Okay. So, you each went there through some no fault of your own. You were captured by the magical defenses. Somehow the magical whammy was put on you and you were captured and taken to cells and stripped of all of your gear and equipment. There's always one in every group. And they opened up your package. And for a huge amount of time, you've only had a small sliver of light. Seeing those walls there?
Yeah.
The little triangle shape? That's the small sliver of a window where just a little air comes in.
That's
magically
right.
It's made so breeze comes into your cell. So you don't get stank.
Nobody wants stank cell.
No.
Stank cell is bad. And on the door to your cell, there's a small little door that can be opened and closed. And unfortunately, your jailers, well, there's two doors. One's about shoulder height, and then one's about waist height. For our Ravikin friend, that's about head height.
So that's over my head.
Uh-huh. You can see through your tippy toes.
And you know that you're not alone in these cells, because you hear singing going on and praying going on. And someone in Orcish saying every derogatory term possible come feeding time. And some weird squeaky noise. So each of you have a secret on your little piece of paper, and possibly things that over your time in jail you may have scrounged up, because we all know how the jail system works. The longer you're there, the more you can get. So, everyone, let's go around the table and introduce your characters and anything you want to say about your characters. Kelly?
I am Kelly. I play Kalindra Songsmith, the half-elf bard. And let me entertain you. Let me make you smile.
Yay! My name is Jocelyn, and I'll be finding my voice during this episode for this character, but I'm playing Mifanmi Duskwild, a chaotic good, ghost-wise, halfling, warlock. And I just think that combination is perfect. Combination of ridiculosity and sassiness.
I'm thinking Valley Girl.
No, I think she's gonna be like Dusky.
Oh,
Dusky.
Maybe English and Dusky. Maybe like sexy creamed corn.
I do enjoy cream corn.
I'm Brittany. I'm playing the Rabbit Folk Paladin, the Marchioness Faith of White Jack de Rougarou.
What can we call you for short?
March.
March. March, okay.
She's a March hare.
I am, as a matter of fact. That is my flaw. Because I'm a rabbit. With way too much charisma.
There's no such thing as too much charisma, no.
There is when you have stalkers.
Alright, that's fair.
She's prettier than I am.
It's because everyone wants a pet.
I'm only a 17.
I mean, yeah, I feel like not very charming in this company.
How emo.
I am emo.
You can farm ass. Cell park.
Touch the
yes. The goth kids.
What's no, the worst place ever?
I just wish they would die. I could call them these bastards.
It reminds me strangely of high school.
Anyways.
She was waiting for her opening.
I was just like, okay. I'm Nicole. I'll be playing Gabriel de Rougarou. I am a Worgen fighter, monster hunter background, and I am married to March.
Aww.
Till those bastards separated you from yourselves.
It's okay, we can do some killing.
Yep.
It was a terrible honeymoon.
At some point, one of you said to the other, "Do whatever you must to survive. I will find you."
Dumbass digging holes again.
That's why I've been here one day longer.
I am Golda, and I'm going to be playing Gwandas. She is a cleric of Nike, and she's a little different. She maybe doesn't like people as much as she should for being part of a big group. But her nickname is Juan.
Juan.
Yes. I'll take Juan cleric from Nike.
Correct.
Juan.
Yes. And I think of it as one, like you would pronounce, like, I'm feeling one.
Okay. So
different than waning, one.
Like a waning moon.
Yeah.
One. Yeah. Like, yeah. Do you have, like, bangs in your eyes? Because, no.
No, that would get in the way.
Okay.
She's
I can't,
a battle mage.
I can't kill if I can't
battle
see.
Priest.
All right, then.
Most of my spells say, what you can see. So, unlike the rabbit, I eat all my carrots. So I can see a good distance and kill.
Right, whereas my character definitely bangs in
roll
the eyes.
Roll disadvantage for your bangs.
The war mage needs, the war priest needs to see.
You know, what was the sheepdog from the...
Oh,
he always lifted his bangs up and looked.
Yes!
Hilarious to me.
It's just right. Anime style. You can see through the bangs because your eyes can be clearly seen through your hair.
Right.
Yeah.
So all of you have been stripped of everything. Except your undies. Your undies. You've been put in a very, very sparse cell that just has a small, smaller than the size of your palm of your hand hole to the outside where the sun beams for just a few moments a day. And you know that your jailers, one is a very, very large half-ogre. You know that from just the few days you guys have been locked up, because you've all been locked up for different amounts of time, that the half-ogre is quite dense and very simple. But there's a very bossy little goblin who tells him what to do. Henceforth, the waist-high hatch on your doors for the goblin to open and throw your food stuff in, which usually involves the table scraps from the larger gentleman.
Ew, gross.
That's their payments. They get to eat most of the food. So how long have each of you guys been locked up? Since I noticed nobody shared that.
Oh, gross.
Apparently I've been here the longest. I've been here for 18 days.
Waiting to get away.
Yeah.
Nobody.
And every time you start singing, you hear this little kick at the door.
Shut up in there! No singing! Singing bad!
Kippity gob!
Princess!
princess.
It's the only thing I knew in Goblin.
It's funny how she's wearing a knitted sweater, thinking that that would make her laughter quieter. Wait, but it is not helping.
We just need like
her
a
suffocating is helping at this point.
Somebody's been studying too much.
God, so much.
Too many credits in one semester. She's on burnout. She needed that.
I did. Please do not ask me about language planning in the Middle East.
Okay, so Jocelyn, how long have you been in lockup?
Well, Miffinley has been here for 9 long days.
Ooh.
Yeah, very long.
Was it?
Long and hard.
You've seen the things.
Friends
out. Lockup changes a woman.
That bottom slut doing some tricks.
Apparently, ladies' night.
Let me just say, it's very hard to maintain sultry amidst a deep desire to giggle hysterically.
But you keep a strong
face. I've been here
face.
For twice as long.
I'm sure you have a better relationship with the work than I do.
He likes my singing. I'm good at playing the instrument.
Do you play the flute?
Not no, specifically, but
it?
I have been known to play jaunty tune.
That would be me. I got the flute.
Oh, God.
Okay. I've been here 5 days, and there's not a goddamn thing in my soul.
5 days?
No. Oh, that's backwards. I was here 4 days because she got caught first.
Okay.
You're a rascally rabbit.
Oh, were we supposed to announce what we found in our cell?
Only if you want to.
Got nothing.
I mean, you can share with your fellow teammates if you want. I mean, you can share it with the goblin as well.
Yeah,
let's see what he does
with that. I've got a song in my heart.
I didn't find the mint song with the.
Well,
those weren't mints.
Well,
but
know.
They got the rats out of the room at least.
That's terrible. I know that outside these.
Oh, you're telling your secret.
Doors are magic flying weapons to try and stop us from escaping.
Interesting.
Harry Potter, please.
We can play Battle.
Spiritual weapon.
This is
my kingboy, and I thought
I'd
bring it off.
How about you, Nicole?
I've been here 5 days, because apparently we were digging in the garden, and I got there first. I got a little excited. And I'm not going to share my secret.
Oh, but, your two secrets, technically.
Well, I mean, I only shared one of my secrets.
Yeah. Golda, how about you?
I don't know. I've only been here 3 days. I just showed up a little bit ago. There is literally nothing in this box. There's not a bed, there's not a toilet, there's not a nothing in this box.
But
not even a bucket.
There is something, by the way, Golda, since you got lucky cell 1 and 2 side by side there, since you're number 2.
Yep.
You did learn in your short time here, since you are the short timer, that one of the blocks in the wall can be pushed so you can go to the cell next door.
Oh!
If you choose to squeeze your way through there.
I certainly
try
did,
doing a dex, you know.
Choose your own adventure.
So if you choose, you can squeeze your way into cell number 1. Which, from what you've noticed, the only thing you notice that hanging from the ceiling is a rope with a small little wood cage that's got a rat inside it.
Yeah. So I'm like, squeeze my head through it, and I look up at it. I'm like, huh?
And the rat kind of looks at you, picks up a piece of bread, chews at it, and kind of throws some of his crumb to you.
I catch that.
Okay. And then he goes back to eating his, you know, scraps in his cage.
Can I wedge myself through?
If you can make me a...
Or he can't refuse.
Something dexterous.
Great.
Sleight of hand or survival or acrobatics. Acrobatics would be good since they're all the same negative one on your character sheet.
Yep. Nine.
You get stuck.
Great.
You go ahead and try it again. I'm sure you can probably get on your second try.
No.
That was caught.
Corner.
Okay, I can accept that. Okay, yeah, see, your second time you squeeze through, you push the stone through, you get up, dust yourself off, you got some dungeon grime on you now. And there's this little rat just looking at you. He's got like attitude, his little rat eyes.
Okay.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
Is he speaking stone, huh? Or is he speaking rat?
He's just speaking rat.
Ooh, okay. So I get up and I look in his cage.
You
see anything other than droppings?
It's a wooden cage. It doesn't have any. It's immaculately clean except for the food that's being eaten, and it's got lots of magic sigils carved into the wood in the cage. And this is a good point for me to tell all of you guys. For some reason, any of you that are magical based, it feels like because of those, see those little dots with the dotted light circles around them.
Does my divine sense do anything in here?
No, because there seems to be an anti-magic field preventing any of you from using your magic.
Great. So you're not clean.
You're son of a bitch.
It's almost like some wizard knew you guys had magical abilities and put you in a place.
I've been in here for 18 days without a comb, without the ability to clean.
Oh, your hair is frizzed out.
No, I'm an
back
elf.
In the party.
No.
Elf dreads.
I'm like using my fingers to comb my leggings.
Yeah, I've got my hair pulled back and tied in like a knot back.
Do I have
yes,
hair?
Yes, I've plaited it because
funny. You're covered in fur.
Honestly.
Do you have?
I have fur.
Does a rabbit kid have additional hair?
I don't know.
Weavings, or
you're
does
like an angora rabbit, one of those rabbits.
Yeah, are you the angora type or are you the short?
It's only white or brown.
White or brown. So are you a New Zealand or are you an American brown?
I think you're a fancy one.
I think you're fancy.
Like being, just being like, I'm just a rabbit.
No.
Yeah.
Fancy rabbit.
Fancy rabbit. So you got big, thick, wafty hair.
Yeah, super, super cool.
Super, super pain in the ass. In the
and the big floppy ears as opposed to the small, delicate ones.
So sorry, back to the cage that you're inspecting. Now that we can make sure that everyone knows how horribly screwed you are with magic.
Yes. Does it look like something I can open?
It looks like you could open. It's got a little teeny tiny brass padlock, but it looks like you could break that lock off without even trying. Throw it on the ground. Stop on it till it opens.
Are you this kind of rabbit?
Oh, I hope so.
Look
at
their face.
Which rabbit was
right?
That?
I don't know. He's just like a ball of cloud.
Oh, it's an angora.
Oh, an angora.
They're super pretty.
Yeah.
That's why you said you need to be a fancy.
You'll have to take a screenshot and shoot that picture to me so we can use it.
Is it humid in here? It feels like it's humid in here.
Right? So
I'm going to try to open it.
I just got this image
going
of
Fizzgig
from
check.
Yeah.
Break the
Black
puny
crystal.
Will walk.
From the Dark Crystal, Fizzgig.
Oh,
14.
14, you easily snap the little lock up and you can open the little door.
Okay.
Little rat crawls up on your hand.
Oh, no, you don't.
Okay, he goes flopping under the
no,
floor.
No. I get him down, and then I put him onto the ground.
Okay, so you nicely put him down?
Yeah. I'm from the wilderness. I'm not going to be a jackass with animals.
Okay.
What the fuck is going on right here?
Okay, the rat kind of...
That just seems rude.
Looks up at you, you know, kind of holding one of its crumbs, chewing on the crumb, just looking at you. He's just eyeballing you.
Okay. So I crawl back through my hole.
Okay.
I look out the door to see if I can see a different view from
that door too.
From one.
Okay, go ahead and give me a perception roll. It's very, and you're gonna be disadvantaged because it's very, very little crack open to look through. So,
13.
A disadvantage, so go ahead and roll twice.
Oh.
The lowest of the two rolls.
What?
Oh!
Do I get my eye poked out by some
You look, and just as
critical
you do,
fail.
You happen to see a belt buckle right there. and realize that as you're there, someone is getting ready to open the slot and look inside. What are you going
to
do?
I try to throw myself quietly, like, I'm wearing underboots, and try to back up against the wall.
Give me a stealth roll to get out of the view. They must have heard some noise.
Can I not really good at stealthing?
Can you see what they're doing?
What's the number? 13?
That's the number. That's
12.
12? Okay, you barely managed to do the whole up against the wall, holding your breath, as the little slot, and you just hear this deep voice going, "Oh, the rat's out of the cage again. I need to get the key." And it slams, you know, the door slams so heavy, the door and the wall you're against vibrates. And you hear the footsteps walking away, lumbering.
I become the Flash, speed myself back through.
Sorry, okay, and put the block back in place like nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, a little while longer, you hear some more grunting and clink of the door. It slides over. Back in here. How did you break this box? And basically, Zag, give me the bag. And you basically hear the door, the goblin come up, you know, stupid rat, they should just let us step on it and finish it off. Aww. And he throws the bag in there. And you hear something get thrown in the bag really loudly, and then something tossed in the cage, and a little clink of a little chain wrapped around it. As you hear the squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. And then the slam of the door, and they go back to the end. And then all of a sudden, your cell's the next. You see the little slot open up. Food! And basically some half-eaten bread gets thrown in with a couple half-eaten apples. Slam shut. Then, of course, you know, cell next to you, the same thing happens. And you just hear this slew of orcish slurs thrown out to the cape.
I don't try this to run that time.
Okay. And then some food is tossed in his cell. And then comes to Jocelyn. What are you doing in your cell?
Looking at pictures of Angora bunnies.
You got skills with your mage. You're like, I'm channeling my archfey and warlord to send me some bunny pictures to
maybe
find
my nightcap.
Send me a bunny with the means to make a mile wide.
That's right.
On my way.
Well, over the course of these last 9 days, I've been trying to use my charm, my wit, to build a relationship with the goblin who keeps coming to my door to bring me things.
Oh. But this is the half-ogre, right?
So the goblin would be the one that wants to feed you instead, since you've been flirting with him? You are a halfling. You are two small creatures.
That's right. And I keep telling him I have a very open mind.
And basically you see that the top door open up and big old eyes on food.
Hey, I told you, I feed the one in that cell.
And all of a sudden you hear this knock.
Hey, toots.
And a little slowly opening, this little goblin's looking there.
Hey, Keatster. I stole you some meat.
And he wears a big chicken leg through the little opening there.
Is it warm and juicy? Just like I like it.
Oh, you're gonna like to suck this meat off this bone.
Someone else is gonna play the play with
it. You know, that bone's only gonna keep me for so long.
Maybe next time I'm watching the cell block alone, I can come say hi and bring you another piece of meat.
Oh, God. I hope you do.
Here, I smuggled you the last of the wine in the wineskin.
You're just so good to me, and I've been so, so bad.
It's the fades in her. Oh. And you hear a slam the whole time the big guy's been watching the little thing, like, I don't know what's being said because the adults are talking, but it's kind of interesting. She makes me feel funny when she talks like that.
Okay, feed the rest of them.
And then all of a sudden you hear, you know, the next door, food, and he throws food down. You hear some snide little remark, but you can't quite make it after the set under his breath. And then, of course, you know, click, goes, there skips a cell that nobody's in.
Oh, hey, do I get a perk because flattery is my preferred trick for getting what I want?
Ooh.
Oh. Do you need another one? Because it apparently circled around you. It's behind, on the other side.
Yes, thank you. That was like...
Apparently, I got poker chip skills. It was over here is where I saw it last.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
It went all the way around my chair. That was magic.
All right. So while I'm over here looking for it...
Well, for perception.
Quick, kind of roll for perception for me.
All right. Let's see how long
you're here.
Jocelyn got a natural 20.
So it managed to get back
You
here.
Got five.
How good is that?
I don't know. It was like, that was a... How many feet that is? That was
all the way
lot.
Across the table, around you, in a back shot. Let's call that the J shot, since it was a J.
It was a J.
All right, so who is in the next room? What number is that?
Seven.
Seven. That would be the bar.
Well, who's that one there?
The number five?
The number five?
Yeah.
It's a nobody.
That's a number eight. That's Brittany.
No, this one is nobody.
This one is a nobody.
That was the little snide remark that you didn't quite make out. There's someone in there, but he made a snide remark not loud enough for the big guy to hear it and smack him around again.
Ah. Okay.
Discretion. So...
What's the half-ogre's name? I would have learned it by now.
Yeah, after 18 days, sweet Jesus.
His name is Ox.
Ox.
Ox, because he's big like Ox.
Ox.
And eats Ox. Whole Ox, one sitting. Best day ever.
Goes by rocks.
No, but they say I have rocks in head.
Oh, Ox.
He kind of opens the door and kind of lingers, just blinking at you, waiting for music.
I was like, yes, and I was like, let's see here. Say nighty night and kiss me.
And he
just hold me close and tell me. Oh, hello, Ox. How are you tonight?
And he just waits, hiding you all coy and shy.
And
blush
I wave
on
back.
His forehead and cheeks.
And I wave back.
And he kind of like sticks two fingers through the opening because his hand's so big and kind of holds the food waiting for you to come get it.
And I'll come over and I won't take it, but I will take his hand too and like squeeze it gently.
And as soon as you do that, you're, hey, Ox, I told you, don't hang around her door. She's trouble. We're on to your tricks.
It's not a trick if I can just make him smile.
And he kind of frowns and takes his fingers back and kind of throws an extra food in.
And I'm going to wink at him.
He kind of blushes.
And smile.
You just hear,
get.
Because he closes it.
Because
okay.
I like seeing the smiles on people's faces.
Oh,
that's
did
all that matters.
You guys get your inspiration early.
I figure we're
going to need it without my spells.
Right? All I've got is my charm.
Okay, and then next he's coming up to Brittany's cell.
Charisma.
And he comes up and he kind of opens the door. He looks at you like, are you going to do tricks? And kind of like wiggles.
Oh, yeah,
and then flicks some like carrot stubs, through the, like a whole handful of little carrot ends that were left uneaten.
Is he still with the goblin?
Oh, no, the goblin's, you know, a distance away, but he's kind of looking at you.
I'm going to tell him I have to go pee real bad, and he needs to unlock the door for me.
Uh-oh. But he kind of points in your cell. There's a bucket.
Oh, so we do have a bucket.
You do have buckets.
But I'm a girl. Girls can't use buckets.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you can. You can bucket each other with me.
Sit. But it's too big for me, Ox. Can you help? Can you unlock and I'll sneak out later so you don't get in trouble? I love you so much right now.
Would you like to give me a deception roll here?
What about a persuasion roll?
Okay, persuasion is good too.
So that is 11.
No, unfortunately, that's not good enough to convince him to let you leave the door unlocked so you can go tinkle.
Apparently, you've used it for the last 4 days, so.
I've been holding it the whole time.
And he is utterly confused why there's round pellets at the bottom of the bucket.
Oh, my.
How does this work? And then he throws, you know, another piece of lettuce and then closes the door. So sorry. And then he comes to the next one. Kind of looks, throws meat, and slams the door shut.
I start howling like fucking crazy.
And you can just, if you can see through the door, you see him cringe when you start howling.
Scratching at the window.
Yeah. I sit up and take notice across the hall.
Zeg, doggy not happy. And he kind of lumbers off to go to his table and eat some more of your guys' food.
No, the steak's for me.
What is the floor made out of?
It's stone.
Whoa.
Smooth, magically molded stone.
When they moved on, I tried to get back into the cell.
Okay.
The rat's one.
The rat cell.
You notice the rat is in the cage. The
in
little chain. The bag is outside the cage. Looks like he may have pushed it through the bars to get it out of the cell, and he's there sitting, chewing on a new piece of bread that they put in there.
Okay.
He just kind of gives you, it's almost like a noncommittal shrug.
Yeah. So I take the bag.
Okay.
And I wedge it. So it's standing there, so it looks like the bag is still there with him still in it.
Okay.
So if somebody slides open the door, when they look in, they'll just see the bag. I kind of fluff it out a little bit so it looks like there's something in it.
Okay.
And I point to the bag and I'm like, if you leave the bag alone, they'll think you're in it and they won't come fuck with you.
He looks at the bag. He looks at you. Looks at the bag. Looks
you
at
open the bag.
And he kind of turns his butt to you at one point, looking at his back. And you notice on his tail there seems to be, it looks not like a ring, but almost like a clip. You know, like little clippy clips of gold, and it looks like some kind of other mineral. Some kind of stone that's been ground up and pushed into a little design into it.
Oh, like a sigil or...
Can I try to... Like, if I say, do you want me to take that off? And I reach my hand in without touching him. But I leave my hand there so he can...
Puts his tail in between your fingers.
So I try to slide the ring off.
Okay, give me a sleight of hand. Of all people to be put in the cell.
Nobody has sex.
13.
12.
-1 to all the fun stuff.
It kind of wiggles, but it makes this like pain sounds.
Cut it off.
We have a masochist in the family.
And it's the cute fuzzy bunny.
One rodent to another, I guess.
It'll grow back. I don't think that's the type of rodent this is.
Okay, so you want to go ahead and give it a more of a try?
Yeah.
Maybe
I'll
some
give
of the more
tug.
Gentle hand.
See if that'll help.
By the way, is this embracing any of your...
I wash over my friends as if they were my litter of newborn pups. So I'm assuming that I found him and he's in a cage, and so now I have to try to take care of him.
I'll give you that much.
Is my reason for coming back when I know I can cause us both trouble. No! It's now permanently on.
Wait, use your inspiration.
Well, she has to use it before she rolls.
Yeah. Okay.
So a 6, basically this...
I thought it was a 1.
Oh, no, it's not a 1.
As
you are now attached to
not
the rat.
Not another 1.
Another 1, and they can't
check.
Now
I'm attached to the rat.
So basically the rat's squeaking, and he's like, no, thank you. He's moving his tail away from you.
All right.
You have man hands.
I do.
Manly man hands.
I do. So I put my hands up so he sees that I'm not trying to touch him anymore, and say, I say, do you want that taken off of you?
And you get kind of an affirmative squeak and nod.
Okay.
Do you have any greasy stuff?
He's not
there.
Not there.
I have no idea what you have. I'm not there.
I've got my underoos. And my big man hands. Those are the things that I have at the moment.
And food.
And a complete lack of dex. He's eating bread. What was my food?
Your food was just assorted, like, ends of bread.
No,
you
got a piece of bread and 2 half apples.
So if I go get the apple, can I use the apple as a lubricant?
You can. I would give you advantage for using apple mush as a lubricant.
Let me get a different dice
ring off.
To try this with. I don't know if it'll work.
Would you like to use the bigger, blacker dice of doom?
Do it.
I'm pretty sure that's gonna do nothing.
I will let you touch the dice and let me still smoke your karma. And you get advantage, so it's the
9.
Better of the two. So go ahead and roll again. Decisions. Which dice to use?
17.
No, 16.
16. You basically juice the apple with your big man hands and make jelly
and
out of
just
fruit.
Like, what is she doing?
And it kind of like catches some apple mush. She eats it while you're doing this. And you're gingerly wiggling with the apple juice, mash, butter. this little ring slides off and immediately clamps. Like,
well, one should
closed.
Always have lubrication.
And you can tell the rat is like definitely happy because it's stretching and stretching little tail and stretching and picks up some of the little apple stuff and eats it too.
Okay,
what do you do?
Inspect
it. Like, is there anything I can do with this thing that clamped itself shut?
Oh, do you want
the ring?
You can put it on your finger if you want.
No.
Okay.
That sounds like a horrible plan. But I don't take it with me into my...
No.
Okay, so you got this little... Basically, it's like almost like handcuffs. You know how they go clink, 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 and they come all the way through?
Okay.
So we'll call it the little pinky clamp.
Small pinky clamp.
That's
off
much
rats
cleaner
ass.
Than...
Got it.
Okay.
So you did give a rat's ass.
gave a rat's
ass. Can you...
We are unclean. What did you eat?
I was just thinking about what to do with the ring.
I didn't. I think any time it attaches to you is a poor choice.
Or
so
you could attach it to a guard.
I could try. I don't know if it'll do anything for us, but. So I look at him and I'm like, helping you out? Didn't help you
out
at
gives
all.
You, gives you, literally gives you a thumbs up. The rodent gives you a thumbs
right
up.
Hands.
Yeah. I'll remember you're here. If I am able to get out, I'll come let you out, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I shimmy myself back in and put the stone
okay.
back in.
The rat's still in the box?
And
yes. It didn't do so good for him when I took him out of the box last time. It felt like they were mean to him.
Yeah.
And that made me unhappy. But I do have this thing from his ass.
And she's got the ring too. So for the next couple hours, is there anything special any of you guys are doing?
Is I
besides listening to the
howling
banging on the door
all the time.
Some howling, you know, that
all
dog
the
that just won't stop barking
all
I'm
the
married
fucking
time.
And this is when the bunny just goes, and this is a good day.
It's like a dog without a bone.
So I'm guessing I've like explored myself pretty completely. It's like all smooth. There aren't any like chinks in the wall or anything like that.
It seems to be a really, really good trap.
Right.
So
no,
I don't have any.
She doesn't have any stones that slide out of the way.
Nope.
No bits of metal. That I can use for...
Depends. Does your little cheat sheet say you have anything?
It says I have a flawed gemstone.
Apparently you managed to find a gemstone that seems to have some weird flaw in it.
What
would
does
you,
my perception
would you like
tell
to roll an arcana?
Yeah, sure. That's an...
Well, your really bad perception didn't tell you anything, but let's go ahead and roll an arcana and
okay.
see if that helps.
Yeah, let's not roll that dice. It doesn't like me. That lies me even less.
Obviously, your arcana skill was not something you actually went to magic school to learn because you're a warlock.
But that makes it a 9.
It looks like this is a pretty cool gemstone. It's probably worth at least 50 gold pieces.
You might have slept your way to a better grade than that.
You know,
it is the Fae.
Just not
could've
going
happened.
To comment on that.
I'm gonna.
Is
I'm
it sharp? Can I like?
It's like a little ruby. It's not really
no
cutting. No. It's just looks like somebody had some raw stone and did something with it, and it's now burnt out.
Yeah. I'm gonna try and use my shard of flint to see if I can pick the lock.
Give me a sleight of hand. With a little or purple or dice.
That would be a 9.
You hear like a grinding sound as you're putting this piece of flint that she found in her cell that's like almost the dagger. And she's putting in that lock and putting in that lock. You just hear this grinding sound of flint shattering and breaking inside the lock. It didn't break the knife, your shank.
Just shaved off
your prison shank, but it's now got this weird keyhole nose. Okay, so.
How big are the windows? Like, can I?
It's literally this
oh,
big
really?
Of a window. It's like smaller than the palm of your hand.
I mean, the little doors.
Oh, the doors? They're about this big.
Like.
You, yeah, if you could open it, because it's locked on the outside, but if you could open it, you could get most of your forearm through.
Did he shut my window?
Oh yeah, they're all closed and locked.
Break your lock at the bar. Somebody get out of there.
Okay. So as a few hours have passed, you hear some loud snoring. It's so loud it's reverberating through the doors. And of course the orc has given up cussing and banging the door. Small puddle of urine coming outside the bottom of the door.
Ew.
He's not a very classy guy. And then, yeah, there's a slight shuffling sound.
Is that my door?
It's at your door.
Oh. Hello.
Little door opens at the waist, Hilo.
Hey, Toots.
I'm just breathless with anticipation. I thought you'd never get here.
I was just saying, and all of a sudden the bard starts singing, anticipation.
As long as you do it quietly, so it's
yes.
An underscore.
Yes.
I will give her advantage on the seat because it's a beautiful moment. As he goes,
what are you going to show me tonight?
I mean, there's only so much I can show you through the door. If you came in here, I could show you ever so much more.
And she kind of like, he kind of like looks down the hallway.
No one needs to know. We'll be so busy, you and I.
Give me a, are you going to go with persuasion or deceit?
Form of persuasion.
I'm gonna go with deception.
Oh!
And I'm gonna use my motherfucking advantage.
Because obviously you've been setting him up in advance.
Bitch better put out.
Warming him up.
He is ever so silent.
Back chicken, back cow.
And he puts the keys in the door and clicks the door quiet. He opens the door and he's all excited to see you. His little goblin cheeks are so orange with blush.
Oh.
And he's got, you know, a little torch and he just like puts a little skull in there.
He's got
light.
A torch for you.
Oh my god.
And he slowly closes the door and then locks it and puts his keys on his belt, but then he looks at you and kind of like tucks his keys in the back of his pants.
Much safer.
Yes. Yeah. And then he's just kind of wringing his hands together.
Oh, Toots, what do you got to show me?
Well, I thought I'd start with a little dance. Maybe you'd like to help me with a few moves.
Ooh.
You're gonna have to come closer. I'm afraid you're gonna have to touch me.
I like me a shorty. And he comes pattering up. And he's getting real close to you. What is it you're gesturing for him to touch?
How do I move this to my advantage?
You have a 20. He's putty in your hands right now.
So, I guess I'm gonna, like, manipulate him to throw him on the bed.
Okay. You get some roughly start getting frisky with him, pounce him on the bed, on top.
Yo, yeah, totally. I'm on top. And I start doing a little shimmy. And as I shimmy, I'm like, you know, shimmying my hips around his hips. I'm like, oh, baby, you need to loosen these trousers. We really cannot enjoy these dance moves with all this fabric in the way.
And he like is immediately grabbing it, pulling strings off, discarding clothes quickly, till all you see is the green shimmer of his nudity.
Excellent.
Oh.
Time to the bed. He's right where you don't want him.
Except one orange engorged organ.
Oh. His cheeks, on the other hand, are quite pink.
Yes, by the way, on the edge of the floor, his pants are on the floor with the keys hanging out them.
All right, so what would I use if I wanted to, like... Oh, I know what I'll do.
I like that answer.
Baby, I think I've got just the game for you. I think I know just what you want me to do with you. Do you want me to take over here? Do you want me to make your night one you'll never forget?
Yes, 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 yes,
yes.
And at this juncture for our listening audience, I just want you to know I
auditioned to be a phone sex worker and they didn't accept me.
I'd hire you.
Thanks.
A creative playing podcast network. Call 1-900. Oh, roll time.
Yeah, I need some
baby,
money for my dice, baby.
Crit.
All right, so
it is ladies' night.
Apparently it is. Also, I'm strung out from writing papers. All right. So, speaking of ladies' night, you know the best thing I can do? You know what's going to really heighten this experience for you, baby? Is if you let me blindfold you so all you can do is feel every curve as I roll against you. What do you think about that, baby?
Oh, I'm your prisoner. Tie me up.
Yeah. All right. Just take care of that. Take me a minute.
Can I just borrow your belt?
So I'm going to tie him up. And then I'm going to take his shirt and I'm going to, basically wad some in his mouth after I've tied him up.
So you don't want the
guys? Yeah, no. We don't want anyone to know, baby, what we're doing. So we've got to be really. You're not going to be able to control your quiet.
When I'm through with you.
You're just giving him an advantage on the stealth roll, that's all.
Right. So I've blindfolded him, I've tied him up, and I've jammed his shirt in his mouth.
And he's loving every second of this.
So I'm going to shimmy down his torso.
We're having a sexy scene, and you just
come
in all sultry, like, yes. Oh.
I forgot what I was saying.
Because it's ladies' night.
I have a moment. Okay, so it looks like everyone's kind of in the middle of things, so I'm going to stay up until 10. I just ask that everyone be at it by 10.
Okay, thank you.
Like, out of my life.
Alright, so tomorrow.
Okay. Is it hot in here now?
It's getting stuffy now.
It's because it's one or the other, guys.
It's
you
true.
Know,
it's
no middle
sweater,
because
I am.
It's because everything's gotten all hot and sultry.
I'm comfortable now, but as soon as we turn the AC back on, I'm going to be cold.
Thank you.
It's because we're in this weird, sultry
Jocelyn and you, let's be honest, there's a lot of little redheads in here. So y'all are adorable, but y'all get pink real quick.
Hey, but pink means healthy.
Look, it totally does. It also means I'm going to pass out and die. So
we can't have that.
Yeah, I just looked over at Jocelyn and she was like the reddest. I'm like, oh,
no, that's embarrassment.
She's blushing herself with seducing the goblin.
It's really, I'm red because of my.
Also, we tried to seduce the door.
We're good.
Okay.
Right.
So.
That's our moment.
I'm gonna shimmy down his body with a sort of sinuous movement, make it seem like really I'm gonna put a lot of verve into my movement and. Convince him that I'm up to something, you know, like flip my hair, rub my hair across his torso. It's just going to be very sensuous. And then I'm going to get up, grab his belt, take the keys, and unlock the door.
And literally the second you click the lock, you get... Stops and the howling begins.
Oh, baby, you don't want me to do what's on my mind to do to you next. You want to be a very good, good boy. Otherwise, things might change in tone, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. That's right. So shh. I can't give you that special loving if you aren't quiet.
And he just kind of silently is ringing against the bonds on his wrists.
So that gem, how big is it?
It's about that big.
Well, it's not really good blushing.
No, it's not a rock.
However,
it's basically just a little gem.
Unless you already used
it. I don't need it except for the keys.
So you are officially at the door. What would you like to do? Do you have the door open? You look down the hallway and let's get old Zag there in his little dom position. There he is in his dom position on the bed.
All I had was my charm and my nudity.
And you only needed half of that. That and a D20 will get you naked goblin every time.
Apparently, not what I ever wanted in my life, but well.
So you're looking down the hallway. You see it's got some little circles with the dotted lines. Those glow a faint blue glow, which lights up the area nicely. And you see the ogre is sitting, I mean the half ogre is sitting there with his feet on the table, and his head's just
sawn logs.
And you see like half a roasted chicken on his chest, half eaten.
And there's a little bastard starving us.
I'm gonna sneak out the door and then I'm gonna close it and lock it behind me.
Okay.
And
give me a stealth check, just in case.
Right. Well, hey. Great.
Are you as good at that as I am?
Better.
I think we all dumb decks.
No, oh, I didn't. That's a grand total of four.
There's a clink noise as you jingle the locks with the key ring. It's a little bit loud, so most of you guys kind of hear a clinking sound of the keys. Maybe you think the goblin's doing a midnight bed check or something.
Ox, is that you? Ox, is that you?
Do I hear that? Do I perceive her voice calling for Ox?
You do hear one of the other cells whispering out.
I sneak
over to the cell where I hear whispering.
Skipping
knocking the stone against the wall.
Hey, now it's a seven. That's more sneaky than
that is more sneaky. Your hips are in seduction mode right now, not walk mode.
It's
really
hard. Yeah.
So really you sneak across the way.
So I'm directly across the hall from you.
Right. Yep. And I'm going to unlock your door.
Wow. You're much better than Ox or that vile little goblin.
Give me a stealth roll for your shouting.
I am shouting.
I shout with my number one. I got seven.
I was surprised. I got a seven.
Yeah, you're surprised it was all the way up to a seven. Okay, you guys hear.
Where's my other?
Chicken.
No.
And he's just sucking on a chicken bone like a pacifier. And then slowly.
Oh, thank you very much for your time. You're welcome.
You don't want to know what I did.
So, we should get the rest of the people.
Where's
here.
The. How did you get out?
Keys.
Those are the goblin's keys.
I know.
Where's the goblin?
In my cell.
Is he alive or dead?
Yes.
Alive.
I can fix that.
Bards have dark side.
And I'm neutral.
I'm chaotic good.
Can I hear them? So they're
I'll give you a perception
roll.
Your
ears are huge.
You can advantage on all listening checks.
Do I get advantage?
I would actually. It's gonna be. Do you normally get one on perception? Okay. If it doesn't say so, then you don't. I was actually gonna give you disadvantage, but you only have to roll higher than a seven to hear them.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll twice because it was disadvantage. Oh. The door is muffly.
Yes.
You hear them whispering about goblin keys. It's obviously not the goblin or the half.
Because I show my dagger, my shiv.
She's got a shiv.
I got a shiv.
Your Morse code to me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Grab it
with
to
her
my
foot.
Husband.
That's
excellent. Sorry, Morse code is not one of my languages.
I'll tap it in Sylvan.
It's common Elvish or Draconic, and we're good.
I'm the one who knows Elvin. Or Sylvan.
Well, we know Sylvan.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, but if I hear anything happening in Sylvan,
we all know.
We're going to tap it out.
Just do
tap,
you know,
tap.
Do I hear anything next door to us?
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah.
Apparently somebody's Twitter paid it over there.
It's a 15 for my perception.
Never mind. You don't need to look at my bigger, blacker dice of doom that just rolled 14.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to sneak next door.
I'm going to let you out. Please be quiet.
I
Okay.
Kink.
The pitter patter of padded toes.
Very, very big toes.
Well, she does have lucky feet.
That's only if they're not attached.
The puppy should continue to make the same noises the puppy has been making.
Be quiet.
I mean, has he been noisy?
Keep howling.
Just keep doing this. If he suddenly is quiet, then they'll know something's up.
How quiet.
That makes a very good point.
So you guys can sneak.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
So I'm howling louder.
Okay.
Something that...
I will go and let the howler out.
And I tap against my door. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Insulted.
It's a lot of code.
It's the new code.
All right, so I've let out the wolf, and I'll sneak across and start the other doors.
And you're, hey! Who's out there? From the cell between where your cell and the person who's tapping nicely and politely.
I will go over there.
I hear whispers out there. Open cell door.
Keep your voice down.
Open the door!
Is this the...
Wait, who's
this would be
the orc.
So
there is
I'm
door.
Going to use my deception.
Okay.
And
yeah, like, yeah.
I'm going to try and mimic... the sound of the goblin.
I failed miserably.
And
should've
you say, you heard something, what, gobbity gook?
Yes.
Something like that, goobity gob?
Yeah.
Gobbity gook!
He's calling for things.
Sort of. It's like, I'm gonna try.
Okay.
I get, oh, that'd be performance. Okay, I got a 17.
Okay, so what do you say to him? It's in the goblin's voice, in your best impersonation of the goblin.
Shut up, you.
Okay, you see him get kind of quiet. You want to throw anything else out there that'll shut him up?
Better be quiet or you won't get fed at all.
You just see yellow puddle under the door. That's pretty much how he solves all his issues.
He just pees on things.
It's
awful.
Oh, it's so
I do not like him at his cell.
I'll open.
He's probably the reason your cell smells.
Door without the pee.
Okay.
And the door next to the door without the pee.
Okay. So you've opened the cleric's door. And as you're walking up, so all of your cells are unlocked.
Almost. I mean, there are two cells I haven't gotten to.
For some reason, you don't trust NPCs. What's up with that?
I don't trust the P.
Well, has that one guy said anything?
The other one? You get the idea. He's awake because you hear a slight shuffling sound, but he's listening intently.
This guy?
No.
This guy.
All right. Yeah, I came to you first because you made noise.
Yeah,
okay, so
because I was thinking you might have been Ox. Who I was working on because I got out because of the goblin, and that's why he's on to my tricks. So I escaped once before.
Keep me in the cell with my door unlocked so I can keep howling so it doesn't sound like I'm outside.
So all of you guys have your cells unlocked. What are you guys doing at this point when she's going to the other cell and unlocking it for you?
I go in there to get the rat out.
Okay.
And I slip the, like, I look at him and put him up on my shoulder and say, hold on.
Okay, just as soon as you jump in there and grab the little rat, break the little door again,
yep.
Throw the little rat on your shoulder, and he's like, yeah. He gives you buddy Jesus thoughts.
All right.
At that exact moment, you hear, Ox, get them! Get them all! And out comes Naked Goblin.
I took his keys!
How did he have the cape?
He rolled a 20.
Well, no, I mean, he didn't have a
okay,
key.
I'm right next to him. Can I... stab him with my...
Yeah, how's he get out without a key?
Well, actually, he had his lockpicks in his pant leg because he's been locked in his cell before. There's a reason why they don't trust the bard.
I see.
Part of her background is she does have disadvantage talking to the goblin because she's escaped before.
After 18 days.
Can I attack him?
You can go up and shake his ass. He is naked. The only thing he is armed with is his full goblin glory in all its orangeness.
Oh.
And he's yelling to get attention...
And I'm just going to go ahead and...
Give me a roll.
Stabbity, stabbity.
Oh, are you using advantage?
I'm going to use advantage.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, goblins are green and flush,
okay,
and hobgoblins are orangish, so I'm just going with, instead of pink, their pink is orange.
17.
17? That will definitely shank the naked goblin.
Shank him dead, or...
Well, she's hit.
She's got a roll damage, though. Shake him dead.
6 points of damage.
6 points of damage. You slash out at him and you hit him right here and he's just bleeding, but he is not dead.
Okay, and then just hold it to his neck saying, I'd be quiet if I were you.
Okay. Go ahead and everyone roll me initiative.
Can I go pee before initiative?
Yes, you can go pee before initiative.
Yes.
If I come out of my cell, can I look around? Is our weapon?
Sure. With the shouting you heard, you probably think looking out your cell door is probably a smart thing.
Can I, like, just come out right
here? Sure. That's perfect.
And look around for my
You do not see any of your personal belongings. Okay. And we will take a quick break. Does anyone else need to take a break for anything?
Oh, break's a good idea.
Break is probably a very good idea.
Break is good.
Yeah. Let me actually check. And we can actually say, and that's a good place to wrap it up there. We'll record when we get back from break.
All right. Okay.
I got this poor look of desperation, like, no, don't stop.
I just got to have, I had to seduce a goblin.
In all his goblin glory.
Thank you for listening to the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And feel free to enjoy our other shows, such as D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, and Scion, Ragnarok and Roll, a Scion hero to Ragnarok story. Thank you for listening.
On the battlefield, I'm a warrior ready to kill or be killed. I've defeated orcs from the north, sent Kandorian demon spawns back to the depths, and drank with Sumerian heroes. But when I get back from a hard day of disemboweling my enemies, I enjoy nothing more than to open my castle doors and find a dungeon crate as my reward for blood well spilled. Designed for role players and tabletop gamers, Dungeon Crate is a monthly subscription box service with a treasure hoard of loot you can use on or off the battlefield. Miniatures, dice, tokens, coins, maps, modules, terrain pieces, handcrafted items, RPG jewelry, and more are yours for only a few gold per month. You even get a digital crate along with a physical one as an added bonus. So what say you? Are you ready for postal glory? Oh boy. DungeonCrate.com. Let the adventure begin.
I'm just writing the Pokemon completely passed me by.
I know where she will get in on it.
Yeah, lots of people are really excited by it.
I know who Pikachu is.
I mean, yes. I've heard
Squirtle,
of Pikachu.
I know what a Squirtle is.
Did you see
is.
Some Ditto in the Pikachu parade?
Yeah.
One of them was the Ditto.
The Ditto.
Yeah.
But I know that Ash was a bad owner and electrocuted his
face. And the only way you could tell is if it had dot eyes rather than the big candy
It's
eyes.
Got, like, dot eyes and, like, a smiley face.
Okay.
And, like, so
what
it looks
does
like
that mean? Oh, and Charmander. I know who Charmander
that,
is.
It means
or
that
what
it's
a Charmander is.
Transformed into
He's basically Smaug's younger form.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know the evil.
What's that? Is that my final form?
He's a shapeshifter. But he keeps his face. So
it's a death.
So now all those memes make sense.
What? Which memes?
See, I've seen like where it's like a person, but then they have the eyes.
A blob
like,
face.
Yeah, it's kind of like Bob with the two dots and the.
Yeah, it's just like a generic
like
smiley
a,
face looking one.
Yeah. Who's? Okay.
And see?
Now I get
gaming brings you social references.
Right?
Yay!
This is how I learned so many things that I didn't know before.
World of Warcraft really helped me out with understanding like what 13-year-olds are up to.
My problem is I have an addictive personality, so if I sit down to play World of Warcraft, just wake me when I'm 80. I will stay there and keep playing, because that's fun.
Well, there's the next
character. So I totally stayed away from it, because I know myself.
So I've been queen and sober of World of Warcraft for about 10 years now.
How I fell off the wagon last week.
Hey, I'm thinking of figuring out how to twitch it. So when the new expansion comes out, we can do some twitching, some
inductive. About it. If I didn't have sewing,
I quit the same day.
If I didn't have enough so much sewing to do, I would be on World of Warcraft.
So sewing has saved you from a life of Warcraft.
Yes, it has saved me.
Yes.
Well, didn't you see that meme teacher? Children crafts so they can never afford drugs.
Yes.
True story.
Keep them poor and crafting.
Of course, I did not post any comments about Bastiat or Andy Warhol in that thread. But
it's
yes,
a cultural thing.
Yes, it's true that in general you have no money for anything else. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I spend far too much money at MacGyverStore.com.
Oh.
Like, in general, I spend $100 whenever I go there. When I go to their stores, I'm like, oh, you're on sale. Why don't I have any more money?
I know. Yeah, I was literally at Joanne's so today because of the Wednesday sales.
Crazy.
If you use the coupons,
the slowest
yeah.
day.
Uh-huh.
So a $50
so
bill went down to
$29. Once the lady shows, the crowd shows up.
There's a what?
Of course, but I needed the ribbons.
Hey, I
can
imagine
the
trip. Well, then in the parking lot, I see two people with union books coming into the store.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Working on my cosplay for Fiend.
Okay.
Because she's doing like four different things.
I need to talk to my friends who are running a booth there again and see. Not a booth, the SCA runs.
Oh,
is
that it?
And so I'm going to see if I can get a pass
to
do that. Because I cannot afford $300.
He's like, there are way too cheap.
To go up there. I just can't. Although it's super fun. I drove out to Phoenix. I drove into Tempe. And then I drove to
Dirty Jokes that got snuck.
Rittenhouse and Cloud.
That's
and then I drove back to Tempe. $5 of gas.
Wow.
I was like,
she's at the hybrid.
I love my car. That used to be $70. And now it's $5. Like,
the hybrid
I've never. Well, I used to drive a Ford F-150.
Oh yeah, no,
so
that'll.
Yeah.
So you hit the pedal and there goes a quarter.
Yeah. Well, I used to joke that I get 11 gallons to the mile. Like it was bad. So now I'm at 40.5 miles to the gallon, and I'm like, we need to. I can't take anything anywhere, except for people. I can put people in my car. And
yeah.
luggage.
Other than that,
that's
no
it.
Cargo.
No.
Just
it would be hard for me as
it's
a to-do list
to take all of my tea things and such a car, but it's very tempting.
They have slightly bigger versions of, like, Priuses have slightly bigger model. I have a 2013. The 2015 is a little bit bigger of my model car. So there's options.
Well, if ever I have money for such things.
Do you know what you should not do is be in a car accident that forces you to purchase a new car. Don't do that.
That's a bad
I would
that's a poor choice.
Unless it's being hit by someone
that.
Who drives a Mercedes Benz.
No,
then
don't
that could be an
upgrade.
No.
No.
I rear-ended someone that was stoned and we decided not to call the police.
The person decided,
I'll have to bleed that
how
out.
Dare you honk and let me know that I was going to collide with you? How dare you let me know that I was about to hit you and brake check me? And I was like, oh, nobody's so serious in their assery that they will allow themselves to be in a car accident with a Ford F-150.
They'll
no,
eat their car.
Turns out they will.
Because in Arizona, if you hit the back of another car, it doesn't matter. It's your fault.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
But how much damage can a Ford F-150 that doesn't know we're stopping do to a little plastic automobile?
A lot.
Destroy it.
Actually, as soon as I hit him, he hit the gas and accelerated out and fled the scene, making
ass.
It his fault for the accident. My insurance paid for everything, saying, well, you rear-ended somebody, so it's your fault. But he fled, which is an assumption of guilt.
And a felony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if I called him on the felony, then he could say, yes, but you rear-ended me.
Yeah.
And then
so
it's 100% my fault.
He caused the accident.
Yeah.
Correct. It makes me want to get one of those dash cams. So
yeah.
I can record all the time what's happening in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is I'm super unprofessional when I drive.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily want that on tape.
Yeah.
Well, see, what
I
you do
like
is you get a GoPro
yeah,
and you get the complete soundproof case, so it's just doing video and not audio.
Oh.
Yeah, because we got rear-ended leaving
Wawa
Westcon.
Saturday night?
Friday night. Well,
it was okay to us. We did nothing got hurt in the car on the Kia, the teeny, tiny box
we're taking
car.
In the little Kia, under the... Literally,
the
under
speedway,
the speedway
underpass
waiting, you know, and of course, I'd already taken my course off.
I've got my boots
point,
up,
so
of course,
like,
I have my huge boots on.
Yeah.
Black thing. You know, but free so
ball.
I wasn't getting out of this car. All of a sudden, I'm like,
and
just like we're
I
just
leaned
talking,
down
you know?
To grab my water bottle that was down at the bottom, and all of a sudden,
and
we
like,
look at each other
somebody
like,
just hit us. The guy gets out of his car. Comes over to me. I'm still got my hat, my Glengarry on.
You
and,
turn and look at him,
and I'm like, and he's like, you backed into me.
You
I'm like,
really
excuse me? Oh no, you didn't. I am still in drive. You rear-ended me.
And
I'm
of course,
like,
I look,
and I'm like,
and I look back, and there's this little
and this
girl
little guy,
in the car
and he's
with
this
him.
Small guy, and this fancy little sedan, you know. Like,
really expensive little.
And
little
yeah, it's like you can tell he's without. He's in daddy's car, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. With his little girlfriend.
Dude is obviously drunk.
Yeah,
because you know,
he's getting super belligerent.
And like. I'm like, oh no, you didn't.
Did
and then I'm like,
police?
Honey, we
oh,
did
yeah.
actually.
Immediately, I pull out my phone, and as he's leaning and talking
but
I shit,
him
I just
to get
go.
Out and take a
we're calling.
The
he's like, we're calling 911, and his because he starts
my
screaming.
My
we
changed.
Hit him,
yeah.
and then he's
no.
Like,
then he goes back to the girlfriend or whatever,
and,
he's
looks
like,
at his
and
car
she,
and our car.
Yeah, and it's like, there's no damage to our car. I mean, we have a tail hitch, dude. It's
yeah, we didn't know this yet, but
so then he comes. Back, he's like, oh, it was, you know, what did he say? It was like,
yeah, he basically went to his car.
There's
at that
no
point,
damage.
I'm
so
dialing 911 and throwing my phone on
the
dashboard.
The
cops, I'm getting out because I'm
911 is on
throw my feet
right
in my
now.
Boots so they're flopping.
Yeah.
And I come walking out the guy, and he immediately starts
he
to puff up again, and then he backs off. Like, oh, no, it's cool, man. It's cool. Look, there's no damage. And basically, because our Kia, when my dad got it originally, he put a big tow hitch on the back.
Yeah,
because
he
so the tow hitch sticks out about this far. Well, his car apparently had this nice little box shape in the plastic bumper.
Yeah.
He's lucky he didn't set off the airbags. But he's like, no, it's cool. There's no damage. And 911's talking to Kelly of, according to MapQuest, there's a gas station right here.
Yeah.
Because we're right in the intersection. And they're like, go to this intersection. Sure and fucking shit.
I told him I wanted him to get a picture of the guy's.
But she was on the phone in the car.
And
yeah,
sure
and
enough,
like, you need to get out of the intersection
off.
Right now.
Of course he did, because it's his fault.
He was at fault. Not only
and
did...
And he's probably under the influence.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You could tell he was not firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
Well,
Friday night after the concert, right?
Well, no, this was just Friday night in Tucson.
Oh,
because,
in Tucson.
Yeah.
Okay.
They weren't coming from the con.
Yeah, just this was like right at the freeway area, so it was Gin City.
Just some asshats.
Yeah, some asshats doing it, yeah, so...
Epic asshattery.
Somebody decided that they didn't need to stop for emergency vehicles and ran into me.
Oh.
In my truck. And I was like, oh, that's a
how
shame.
How can you not see that?
Do you remember my excursion?
Yeah.
And you know I had a big tow hitch on that one.
Yeah.
On the way to Crystal's wedding, we got rear-ended on same, practically, almost right where you got. I'm like, I think we just got hit.
It's
course,
hard to tell.
My ex is just furious because we have the ring. We have to go down to Nogales for his sister's wedding. Okay? And he's also the DJ for it. So he's got his speakers and stuff in the back. I'm fully dressed. He's not even completely dressed for the suit and everything. The car behind us just wasn't paying attention. Rear ends us. It was a little sedan. I'm an excursion. You guys
she's
know
in
it's
the biggest
a land yacht.
Car known to man.
Okay, it's a land yacht. And needless to say, we made it to the wedding on time. Their car? As a matter of fact, they were also going to Nogales for graduation. They didn't make it because their car was pretty much totaled.
Oh my God.
Because they ran
the person
into the
behind
back
me,
of my truck.
She gets out and she's got her cell phone and she's calling as I'm calling 911, letting them know there's been an accident.
Yeah.
And, I said, what you need to do right now is go pull into that gas station right there because you're not going to make it much further.
Yeah.
Before the car dies.
Yes,
yeah.
Because she was like leaking fluid all over.
Oh.
Like your car is going to shut down in a moment. You should go. I'll be right there.
Yeah, those apartments right on golf links that we got them in there.
And I'm like,
it wasn't.
Let me take a picture of your license. Let me take a picture of the end of the damage. Let me take your actual photo of your actual driver's license and a picture of your insurance card.
Yeah.
Deuces, I'm gonna go.
Yes. Sorry, we are
sorry for you.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
We didn't even get a scratch.
Yeah.
Nope. One,
nice.
I drove, my car was what? 14 years old at that time? Nobody could tell that I was in an accident.
Yeah.
The dust was knocked off.
Okay, we've digressed.
Yes,
we have. All right.
Okay, so.
Time to kill things.
Time to
break out and kill things.
Alrighty, welcome to the Lady Knights of Adventure
episode 1!
Because it's
Ladies Night, and we're feeling right.
Alrighty, so.
I want a night.
And that is setting the tone for the evening. Alrighty, so. You guys all in.